Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, my thoughts were whatever was going to be best for the team. You know, we couldn't, well, when I was in, we couldn't really get things going. And, you know, coach felt like it was the best decision to put Fitz in to try to give us a spark. So when I heard that, I mean, you know, it's really what's best for the team. And I mean, if we were to win with Fitz in there, you know, the locker room would be a lot different. Everyone would be a lot happier. But you know, it just sucks to lose.
I agree with him there. It does suck to lose. We're going to talk right now because he's on the line, radio.com. Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero. Insider Call is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz driver, Mercedes-Benz van, and find out how far an extra mile really goes. Good morning, Armando. Welcome to the program. It does suck to lose. I agree with Tua there.
It's not great. It's not the most optimal thing. I can confirm.
Hey, let's jump right into it. Ryan Fitzpatrick replaces Tua. Big reaction today here on the show after the third quarter. What'd you think of the move?
I was a little surprised. Look, I understand why Coach Brian Flores made the move, but when you do that, you know, it kind of raises some questions. And I know they did their best after the game, Joe, to make sure that there are no questions, but there are questions, as I wrote today in the Miami Herald. So Tua is the starter, and we know this. That's definite. That's without question because they said as much after the game. But who's the closer? So, you know, they play the Jets this week, and nobody cares. They're going to kill the Jets. Everybody kills the Jets. But when they get into that slew of games where it's going to be competitive, chances are good that, you know, guys are going to struggle at times. Right. And so the question is, if Tua struggles for a half, three quarters, is he going to be looking over his shoulder going, okay, well, they're going to be thinking about bringing in Ryan Fitzpatrick, or does he get the whole game? That's the kind of thing that this situation raises. And I know that fans will say, oh, that's not a big deal. Well, that's because you go to work this morning wondering if you're going to be able to finish out the day. And see how that feels. That's how the situation is for Tua. The whole learning process is about, you know, starting a game, playing well, or struggling and learning something from it. What they've introduced now is starting a game and looking over your shoulder and not getting the chance to make it right in game. The old adage about, you know, high school teams, they adjust next week. College teams, they adjust next half. NFL teams adjust next series. Well, Tua is not going to get a chance to adjust next series necessarily.
So I just say this, Armando. I think I played on the last team and that did that switch and actually had success with it, but it was terrible because I saw what it did to my roommate, David Woodley, at the time when Don Strock used to always come in for him, and it happened a lot. And I agree with you, by the way. If you're to do this over and over again, I think it will start to wear and you start to look – it's human nature, right? You only start to go, well, I haven't played well. We're down 10. It's not just me. It's the offensive line. But you think Coach Flo looks at it. Now the thing with this guy, Coach Flo's about winning games. I think we learned that last year when we were trying to figure out what he was going to do with Rosen and play him. And I wonder at some point if his coordinator says, Coach Flo, can't keep pulling this guy. You did it yesterday to try to keep this thing rolling. But I think somebody will say something to him, don't you? Like, you can't keep doing this if we get in this situation again.
I absolutely hope so. You know, he is by nature, a defensive coach. And defensive coaches don't think like offensive coaches. They just don't. Offensive coaches worry about the feelings of their quarterback.
No, you're right.
Whereas defensive coaches, they don't care about anybody's feelings, you know, Joe? They're like, you'll be fine. Get over it. And that's not exactly the way everyone is wired. Some quarterbacks can take that. Some quarterbacks can deal with tough love. But some quarterbacks, they're people too. And they worry about stuff and they concern themselves with things. And yesterday, Tua put on a good face to the situation. And he was like, it's all about, you know, whether we won or not. By the way, they didn't. But that was the first time. Is he going to feel the same way the next time or the time after if it keeps happening? He is in a growth process. He is in a growth mode. Part of growing is learning when you fail. But if the lesson he's learning is if you fail, you're out, that's a little rough.
Armando, let me ask a follow-up. Can he get any better playing in the fourth quarter the way the offensive line played?
Well, that's a good question. I would assume, you know,
they
it's
were
funny.
Bad yesterday.
They were bad. Vic Fangio's defense was good also, so there's that.
Right. Good schemes, great schemes.
Yes, absolutely. And I didn't see a whole lot of separation from the wide receivers. And part of the growth that we're talking about is Tua needs to learn that sometimes receivers are covered, but they're not covered. You know what I'm saying? They're covered, throw to them anyway, because this is a tight window league and you're a great quarterback or you're going to be or you're supposed to be. Bet on yourself. Don't just sit there and hold the football, because he did that some as well. So could he have done it with that offensive line? My answer to that is this. Fitz didn't get sacked.
Right. Right.
Same offensive line, same defensive scheme.
Yeah, but a guy that had a pretty good idea what they were doing, knowledge, the mental part of it, like the coverage is rolling up and hitting Devontae Parker, that is just been here and seen that over and over again.
Okay, so is Tua going to learn that by getting benched?
No.
No, but get.
Or is he
going to
learn
time?
That by actually experiencing it?
I just, do you make that much of like the one fourth quarter he's taken out of that it's all of a sudden he's destroyed? Or how do you feel about Tua today?
No, I didn't say that. But if, no, Joe, yesterday on its own is fine. It's not a problem.
Right.
The question is, when they play good teams again this year, and they will, because they're going to play Kansas City, and they're going to play Las Vegas, and they're going to play at Buffalo, if that happens again, is this the way it's going to go? Because if it becomes a pattern of right. of this is how we are, this is what we do, then you mentioned it yourself. You know, the great Don Shula did it over and over again, and it worked, sort of, but it, like you said, it hurt David Woodley. And so Tua is better than David Woodley, but you know what, he's a person,
you know
so too.
Funny? You know what's so funny about Armando? So, like, Coach Shula got a hall pass on this thing, but when we came back after that Super Bowl, you might as well send David as soon as you drafted Marino. He didn't just draft Marino by accident. Like, everybody go, oh, we got Marino at the end of the first round. I was like, see the way David Woodley played when he played the year before and Don Strock came in and cleaned up his mess about every game. He didn't like a lot of things about it. He wasn't getting better. He was done. He knew it. He was smoking so many cigarettes in that room. I got secondary smoke I'm still worried about right now from all those cigarettes flowing around. So,
but the Woodley Strock stuff can't be compared to this because of the fact that Tua was the number 5 pick overall in the draft. And you finally made the move to him. You finally made the move a couple weeks ago to start him. And now all of a sudden you're saying he's not the closer. 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later.
That's one game. I would agree. I agree with Armando.
One game.
If this continues, you're gonna no matter who you are, it's gonna be a bad move. And the coach is stuck because he's going, well, we're a pretty good team. My number one job's to win games, but I gotta develop the most important position guy too. And these things are all going through his brain right now. But I agree. You do it too much, Armando. I'm with you. You're going to have – you'll be sending me to a sports shrink and probably other shrinks. Some of my old marriage shrinks probably have to see me too.
One game, not a problem. A pattern, there's fallout. There is no doubt about it. There's a reason other teams don't do this stuff. This I mean, Justin Herbert was terrible against the Miami Dolphins. At the end of that game, he was still in there.
Yep, that's true.
And they have Tyrod Taylor, who is arguably as good a quarterback as Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, in fact, I think he took over for Ryan Fitzpatrick or something like that in Buffalo. Or he went to the playoffs with Buffalo, and Ryan Fitzpatrick never did. The point is, there's a reason other teams don't do this generally. Doing it one time, nobody blinks. Pattern of behavior, it could be an issue.
You know, Armando, the other one we talked about this morning, I want to get your take. So the defense gave up a zillion yards, gave up 5.7-yard average on the ground, 189 yards, but they get two takeaways, and they get a fourth down stop. So I'm curious, how do you think they played overall?
Not good enough. And I know that that's going to sound harsh, Joe, but that wasn't exactly before yesterday a stellar offense. That offense led the NFL in giveaways. The quarterback who played yesterday with sore ribs, he threw 4 interceptions his last game out. I'm not so much concerned about what happened yesterday with the Dolphins defense in the passing game. The fact that Denver found something. I don't know what it is, but they ran right a lot, and they saw something that they could expose, and they exposed it. And they ran for like 189 yards, and they averaged 5.7 yards a run. And all of this, the thing is, all of this, the way to defend Tua, the way to run at the Dolphins' defense going right, all of this has to be addressed because other teams have eyes, and they see this stuff. And now, you know, Vic Fangio, who is the Denver coach, he has set the template for how to defend Tua and how to defend the Dolphins' offense. And the Broncos offense set the template for how to attack the Dolphins defense in a running game.
Yeah. Is Solomon Kinley healthy on that offensive line?
Or did he, no.
Yeah, it's something was obviously up with him yesterday, right?
Right. Well, he was limited in practice all of last week with a foot injury that he had the week before. And then he wasn't right necessarily the way he was playing. He wasn't playing well. And then he went out with a foot injury.
Right.
Which is the reason he missed practice time the week before. So he's not healthy. But again, look, the Dolphins offensive line was bad. It was bad in that they gave up 6 sacks and the Dolphins only averaged 3.3 yards a rush. The 6 sacks is concerning, but that stopped when Fitzpatrick was in the game and everyone still knew that he was going to pass and they still didn't get to him. So what does that say? Was it all on the offensive line?
Well, on Tua. It's obviously on Tua not getting rid of the ball. I think he said that after the game, right?
There were some guys that broke down, though, Zach, up the middle. They had some
I know that. He said something after the game in a Zoom press conference that I held on the ball too long. And obviously that was partially the case.
Well, this goes back to the whole knowledge thing. We're not questioning one guy's got a lot more knowledge and played a lot more football than the other guy. It's just that we're going to have to go through more growing pains with Tua. It's just reality, and sometimes it might cost us some games, and we might – anyway, we got to go. Armando, we didn't take care of anything, but we tried, damn it. We'll see what happens in the future.
I've got growing pains too, Joe. I'm going to go address those.
Take care of yourself, Armando.
You and I got getting old pains, man. Thank you, Armando.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes.
All right. I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Feeling good, feeling right. We got ourselves a great product tonight. And if you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, it's never looked better in the cars, trucks, and SUVs. Smoking hot. Great deals. Tahoes. I went right to the Tahoe. It's a terrible habit. One of the general managers sent me, please stop always talking about our Chevy Tahoes and the new look. They're beautiful. They're nice and comfortable. They're great. They got a nice sporty look to them. I know big people love them. I know we're selling a lot of them right now. The Suburbans too, but make sure you talk about everything else. I go, you're right. You're right, Mr. General Manager. I need to get to everything else, like all those Silverado trucks and our midsize SUVs, man, like the new Traverse. And, of course, the new midsize SUV, the Chevy Blazer, our smaller SUV, like the Equinox. We're on fire right now, man, with these products. When you look overall, the things important to you and your family, the safety features. I need more space, but I need something smaller. But I want it to have a great look, and I got to be able to afford it every month. Bam, we got it for you at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Fantastic deals going on right now. They're going to tell you when you get there. This is the best it's ever been in the Chevy family. We want you to see it. We want you to test drive it. We want you to fall in love just like we have. Hey, make the switch today at your local South Florida Chevy dealer, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Fall in love just like I did.
All right, the official injury report for the Miami Dolphins will come out Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday morning. It's always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts there treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Joe, biggest injury news you think will be coming out Wednesday that we're looking at? Is Solomon Kinley on that list? Anyone else? Anyone else big on that list for you?
No, that's the one. And by the way, he didn't play very well when he did play yesterday.
Right.
He's got Jesse Davis going to right guard full time and going with Hunt on the outside and going with another combo, which, by the way, everybody kind of thought that might be the combo to start until Kinley gets back to being healthy.
Kinley took the job day one and never gave it up. That was the best part of that.
If it's a nagging injury, now that this IR thing's only 3 weeks, I wouldn't be surprised. I just played doctor. I can't believe I did that.
You did. Thank you.
I hate doing that. People hate when you do that. But, yeah, he's banged up, and he's tried. This has been going on for a while, in and out of games, injured. So But that's a big one. Yeah. Outside of that, we got to get Christian Wilkins back. 2 weeks of COVID-19, which is always in the middle of everything. How many college games, by the way, did we end up? Was it 18, 17? It was some.
Well, just in the top 25 scoreboard that I'm looking at right now, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 just top 25 matchups. That's not – so anyone outside of the top 25, I'm not even counting there. And there were six, including the one that had a little bit of controversy around it that we talked about a little bit earlier. Clemson and Florida State, right.
Dabo just flat out accused them of being scared to death that they were going to beat them by 50 because Trevor was back.
Right.
And FSU's got problems that they literally he did administration, but he was talking to the coaching staff too, no matter what you think. Dabo just said, so we spent all this money to fly here and you tell us you ain't playing us? At least write us a damn check for getting back for the expenses we just spent to get here.
What, we lost that damn money? What, does Dabo want gas money? Really?
He said $300,000. You owe me $300,000.
It's a lot of gas money just to fly down there. You want to give him a couple $100, that's fine.
I think he said, if I'm not mistaken, you know what, $300,000, we get down here, you guys are looking for a reason not to play us on this COVID-19 thing. And
Would you have played that game if you're Florida State? Guy comes off the plane. You know, I know he wasn't asymptomatic on the plane or whatnot, but
he tested positive, and
he was on the plane with all those dudes. What happens if 40 guys on that Clemson team now have COVID?
Well, we do know Dabo's not real worried about the COVID.
I mean, he doesn't care. Right.
I think most of his team got it before this thing started in workouts. Like, he had the – but, it's weird, though, man. We have a lot of crazy things. Like, people – you can tell 2020 started to get to people in sports. So, we had one of the best head coaches call out a struggling FSU program saying, you just didn't want to play because we're going to beat you by 80.
Right.
And then you turn to professional football, and we got two of the best teams ready to fight because of a celebration that was taking place by Tennessee at Baltimore's midfield on their logo.
Interesting stuff going on.
And the coach comes out, Harbaugh, the good Harbaugh, the not the crazy one, the normal Harbaugh comes out, and he's going crazy, and the players are like jumping in his face. Like, some of the players were telling me, like, ripping him.
The main catalyst, I think, was Malcolm Butler, right? That's who that was right in the middle of everything?
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, just jumping up and down. I mean, that was interesting. That could have been an all-out brawl, especially if coach is involved.
Well, there wouldn't have been an all-out brawl because there would have been some serious suspension / COVID-19 monies that some teams would have been paying for that. Listen, it's great to see how competitive, even with no fans at these games or few fans, that the way everybody's treating them. But, man, we had some crazy stuff. Dabo calling out a friggin' team. Like,
that's so crazy. It's just, you're right. 2020 is just taking on a whole nother.
I do, though, like, Dabo, instead of, like, talking, like, Florida State's got a bad team. I understand that.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Why didn't you just leave the guy? Why? What are you doing? Make the guy wait another week. Like, why are you playing this game? Like, you didn't even need him. You could have played a true freshman. It didn't matter. Like, Florida State's just trying to get through this season. I want to get it over. They're bad. They're trying to take care of recruit. Let me tell you, recruiting's hard enough when you're good, alone bad.
But how about Dabo after the game, too, when they were trying to reschedule that game? Because they want to play us, they can come to Clemson.
Yeah. bring us a damn $300,000 check. He's still mad about his expenses for the trip.
Dabo now is just, you know, not only redoing the schedule, but redoing the home and aways. Because, you can play us here.
Yeah.
The end of his quote was, to me, the Florida State administration forfeited the game. That was the end of his quote.
You can say whatever you want, but there's a little jab at the coaching staff.
Of course.
Like, hey. Anyway, it's a crazy time, man. I think we all know that. Thanksgiving's coming up here and everything else. Of course, we got our own stuff going on. We had a game that was pretty ugly last night, the Dolphins. It's been a while since we've seen a poopy game like that one last night. And then on top of it, Coach Flo throws in Ryan Fitzpatrick in the fourth quarter to really get things juiced up for people and give everybody something to talk about after Tua had been sacked six times. We had very little offense throughout the first three quarters. And now trying to figure out going forward. It'll be interesting to hear the coordinators talk today, and then we'll have Coach Flo talking tomorrow, and he is going to get pelted with Tua Fitzpatrick questions going forward and how he's going to treat things. I will say this, and again, I can't say it enough, but since I've seen it up close, even though it was a zillion years ago, you can't keep pulling guy in and out of a game. You can't. You're either all in on him or you're not. I do agree with that. You just.
But the difference also in your situation was the fact that it was a veteran guy. This is the number five pick overall in the draft, and you made the switch 4 weeks ago. And you're already pulling the guy. Like, that's a big situation, whether you want to look at it or not in that kind of way. It's a big situation. And you might have put yourself in a weird situation, too, because Armando's right. Like, what happens if Tua is struggling a little bit? Defense is playing good. Special teams are playing good. Not good like the last couple of weeks.
Oh, no. If they're playing good, we won't have to worry about it, too.
But if he's struggling and they're down 10 in the end of the game to Kansas City, is he going to say, listen, Ryan just gives us a better chance to win? Like, I just think at some point, and maybe after this game, you have to sit down with the rest of your staff and say, listen, we did it. We just got to get Tua ready for these situations. We cannot keep doing this. Someone's got to stand up and say, Coach.
There's only one guy that has meetings every day that can talk to Coach Flo about this topic.
That's Chan, right?
The first time is Chan Gailey.
Right. He's got to say something to him.
And we'll see what he has to say about this. But, you know, it's so funny. I'm wondering what it's like if we get this thing into overtime, what the topics would have been like today.
Oh, Joe. What if they win in overtime? What if they kick the field goal and Sanders hits one or he throws a touchdown pass to Devontae in overtime? Joe, we have a huge problem.
This thing's real simple to Coach Flo. He's just like.
He wants to win. I know. I get it.
Okay. Because I'm just telling you, like, you we're reading into, like, psyche and this and that and hurt feelings and.
Well, you have to. You have a rookie,
but,
Joe.
But Zach, he's looking as a head coach of the Dolphins about winning his sixth straight game,
right?
And coming back and beating Denver, like. And I'll deal with everything after this game, and we'll get him back in there, and we're gonna rehab him and make him better, and all that. But I'm about winning this game and doing what's best for the team. I've heard it from him, man.
I understand.
Nobody talks team more than he does. He ain't talking about counselors. He's not talking about feelings hurt. He's talking about trying to win, man. And I owe it to every guy here that's been putting in the time and effort. And I know people are going, but we don't do this in the end. I mean, you don't. Okay. Well, I did it. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. 305-567-0560. We'll be right back.
It's very clear this is Tua's team, and you know Tua's going to continue to get better and grow, and you know, so for me, my defined role right now is whatever Coach Flo and whether the team needs out of me. And you know, today was different than the last few weeks in that he needed me to go out there and try to move the ball and provide a spark. But the few weeks before that, it really was just full support mode on Tua. And even in a game like today, when I'm out there, I'm still talking with Tua on the sideline and we're going through stuff and just trying to get him, you know, to see what I'm seeing and why I'm doing the things I'm doing. So, you know, it's such a tough position to play, and you're just going to continue to learn, and it's going to be a bumpy road, but you just hope that, you know, the things that you learn, you put them in the back and you make a catalog in the back of your head and you continue to get better.
All right, Ryan Fitzpatrick talking after the game along with everybody else. Dolphins lose that game 20-13. Ryan Fitzpatrick ends up playing the fourth quarter and goes 12 of 18, 117. And, of course, the pick in the last minute of the game once they got into the red zone with a chance to tie up the game, as bad as it was, as badly as they play. You know, we've kind of talked about every part of this team, and I'm not sure too many people played well offensively. Defensively, there's also a little can of worms you hope they can get taken care of. 33 carries, 189 yards, rushing, running the football for Denver. 5.7 average. Whoa. And so they had zero sacks. But saying all that, they get two takeaways and a fourth down stop, which most people tell you fourth down stop's a takeaway that should change categories. But that was that's three times they're able to stop Denver. I mean, Denver dominated with yards. I mean, what'd they have? 400-something yards and only had 20 points, just to give you an idea.
459 total yards, right.
Yeah, it's that's monster yards for an offense that struggled. And the Dolphins hold them to 20. But even that, I mean, the line of scrimmage, first time in a while we really got our butts kicked on both sides of the football. And I thought we got out-coached. I thought the schemes they put together, really how to attack the defense and attack the offense, were really good. So I got to give Denver some credit for that. And Armando said this earlier, it's copycat league, and now the Jets are going to look at things at work, although they may not have the same personnel to have their left tackle, who might be, Bowles might be one of the best tackles in football, to pull and go all the way to the right side, leading blockers out on the other side.
They do have a pretty good mind running that defense, though, Greg Williams.
So we'll see what they have planned to slow the Dolphin defense or Dolphin offense down, like they did in the second half the first time they played. Dolphins kept making mistakes after having a big lead there at the half. So, but it's going to be whatever you saw last week against Denver. This yesterday, you're going to see a lot more because everybody's going to take stuff and add it into their basic defense and go, look at what we saw we can do against Tua. Look at what we can do against the Dolphin blitzing. Everybody's in love with their blitzing defense. We'll take care of that by running for almost 200 yards and all that stuff. So big week for the coaching staff too, man. Make a yep. lot of decisions. I'm really curious, like everybody else, see what Coach Flo has to say more after having time to think about it and listen and talk to coaches and all the things you can't do right after a game going forward with your first overall pick in this draft. That's going to be a big, big part of this. 305-567-0560 on the text machine. So I'm guessing we got a lot of people texting in today.
Yeah, the text line is as swollen as it's been in a very, very long time, and it's all Dolphin to Brian Flores related. Let me read you a couple of them real quick. Less than 100 yards passing in two of his starts. It's pathetic. It isn't very inspiring moving forward. I'm guessing we won't hear any more comments about the NFL being easier than he thought it would be.
Yeah, that was kind of...
oof, yeah, that's a tough
that
one
was,
to go back on.
That was when you say
here.
It right. and you go, what I mean, that came out wrong. What right, I mean is, right. yeah, you might...
Someone asked if the altitude affected anything with the Dolphins because they look like a completely different team. Can't use that as an excuse, though, right?
All I can tell you is I played out there with Marino. It didn't affect him when we beat him out there.
Right. I mean, it's a good excuse to try to use, but it's not going to
matter. Matter of fact, we had a bunch of guys out, and Danny lit it up with the rest of us out there. So,
yeah.
I mean, I could say... You know, the ball does go, as everybody knows. I mean, those guys could have kicked. The only thing I was looking for to see somebody kick a 65-yard field goal.
The guy I actually wanted to see if Jason Sanders could get one out. You know, like if he got lined up for like a 64, 65-yarder, if he'd be able to hit it in that altitude. I think he would have drilled it.
I don't, you know, Maybe a little bit of an adjustment. But
isn't that the equivalent of like a team complaining about the humidity down here?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. Great call.
Nobody
great
wants call. To hear Buffalo weather at the end of right. the year. It is. They got to come down playing the humidity.
Right.
Nobody wants to hear about altitude. And nobody wants to, you know.
I mean, it does make a difference, though. It does.
Oh, you throw the ball out there?
No, but I'm talking about just in general, just your overall, you know, fatigue level goes. I mean, it just does, especially if you're not used to it. It's just similar to the humidity situation down here.
I don't know. A lot of teams have beaten them in Denver.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I understand. I get it.
I don't know.
All right. It's an excuse. Fine.
I'm glad you got
I'm just, I personally am a very good athlete. I happen to get a little bit winded when we go out to Denver when we start out on the mountains there.
Man. We had a friggin' 2-minute drill that started with about, we were running plays and it gassed.
Just the fact you answered that, Joe, after Hollywood saying he's a very good athlete, really, you know.
What am I going to say?
I know.
He gets it.
I get it. The tougher team sets the rules and sets the line, and yesterday the Broncos set the tone on both the front and back side of the ball. Right.
With a combination of the coaching and the schemes with the physical play of their guys, yeah, they got after us. They saw something. They attacked it. Great game plan, both sides of the football. Their offensive and defensive coordinator gets a big win yesterday in Denver. And by the way, you know what they did to Jakeem Grant? Oh, Jakeem, you've been killing it on punt returns. See how you catch them out of bounds.
Right. Smart move by them.
They just decided, Jakeem, you ain't beating us. They have not been very good on special teams, so the way you take care of it is you tell your punter to angle it. Even if it comes off your foot a little weird, we'd rather have it 10 yards shorter than kick to that guy.
You've said it 10,000 times. You said it 10,000 times this morning. It's a blueprint. Let's copy Cat League off the week before, and everyone has seen what Jakeem Grant the last couple weeks has done. Good job by Denver taking him fully out of the game at that point. Don't let the special teams bring this team back in any facet of the game. It's smart.
Just real quick, since I have my excuse machine out, you think the fact that they were favorites in this game and were got like, what, 90% of the money on them? They were the number one pick yesterday.
Yeah, that was an interesting
they were the number one team as far as money goes yesterday.
So, you think the Dolphins saw that and went, Vegas likes us, no problem.
I don't know, Joe.
Get out of
here. I'm just throwing – I have my excuse machine going this morning.
I'll give you the best excuse machine that everybody warned them about, everybody stroking this team and every player and Coach Flo for Coach of the Year, and they're great, and they're this, and they're that, and their scheme, and the coaching, and the players that Chris Greer's bringing in. It was a love affair after winning five straight. And I just wonder if you kind of show up and you're playing a team that's got three wins and you're watching them on tape and somebody forgot to tell them yesterday because Denver didn't care we were up 7-0 early in the game.
Let's hope that changes a little bit this week.
You know how somebody pats you on the back?
Nothing would be worse than losing to the Jets, though.
Tells you how great you are. They better have their A game because we're playing the head coach's former team.
By the way, Gase's entire season will be made if they go 1-15 in their wins against the Dolphins.
Just they're not losing that game, so you could probably stop that now.
All right. Let's listen to you there.
I don't know if you know they've been in some really tight ball games, like
including yesterday.
New England. They
what are you doing
them.
Right now? Are you trying to soften the blow if they do lose? Like what are you doing?
No, I just want these guys frigging get hungry again and play, and I can't wait to see the adjustments and what they look like in New York. Don't mess up the end of my Thanksgiving weekend or yours.
They lost by 6 to the Chargers, and Justin Herbert almost threw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's weird.
Justin Herbert was 37-49 for 366 and 3 touchdowns.
All I know is Jason Taylor said, you ain't going to believe this. The Jets are coming back on the Chargers.
Right.
Every time I hear that, that means they lose.
Oof.
I was kind of hoping the Jets would win that game.
Right. You don't want them to still be 0-10 going into this game, right? And, telling you, it's Gase's Super Bowl coming up this week.
Well, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up, man. We'll jump in some more text messages, a lot more stuff. NBA news all over the place. Let's just say it was a weekend full of a lot of players getting paid a lot of money. Apparently, the salary cap and the money in the NBA is healthy and going strong. Even without China, they seem to be doing just fine. Hey, right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. It makes me feel really good that so many of you have actually texted and told us that you're using Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I want everybody to know, fixed rate mortgage is still in great shape. They're in the twos. No prepayment penalty. A lot of you are going, well, I don't want it to go to a bank, but I do want to refinance because I realize talking to everybody, you can save so much money every month on your payment. That's why everybody's doing it, and you need to do it too. But on top of that, a lot of people are complaining about the banks and how long it takes to get approved. And they're looking for the perfect credit score people and all that stuff. Well, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze, who helps everybody. If your credit score is taking a hit over the last 4 or 5 months and you're thinking, you can't get these great rates and can't get taken care of and start saving money, or you've just been renting your whole life and you're ready to buy because money's cheap and you do know that. There's one guy to go to in South Florida that we all trust. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Works 7 days a week, doesn't work banker's hours. Now, are you kidding me? When the bankers are out on the boat or home or out golfing, guess what? Michael Kotze's working for you, man. That's what this guy's been doing for a long, long time. He's been in business since 1994. Triple A rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166254. I'm going to give you his number, and I want you to call or text him. And if you don't write it down, remember the name, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.